Good morning. Hello, friends. It's good to be with you this morning, to worship and to be connected with one another. I want to draw your attention to a couple of announcements in the bulletin before we begin our worship together. We have a big party coming up. And many people have RSVP'd, and we're grateful. We're glad that you can come. We want to make sure it is on everyone's radar that on May 18 in the afternoon, we're going to have a big celebration for Pastor Paul's retirement. We hope that you are able to join us. You can find information in your announcement section of your bulletin for an online way to sign up, or you can stop at a ministry station in the hallway. You'll see there's a big paper on one of those tables there, and you can sign up that way as well. We're hoping to get as many RSVPs by next Sunday as possible so that we can put in our catering order accordingly. So if you could check your calendars and RSVP sooner than later, we'd be grateful. We look forward to the celebration. We are going to have the second through fifth graders. Usually they stay in worship on the first Sunday, and they stay through for the whole worship together, but this Sunday they're going to head down and learn about and participate in the ministry of fellowship time. So second through fifth graders, you'll be joining Sue Ellen and Asher to go get fellowship time ready. Speaking of youth and food, two great things, Grace Vandervliet has an announcement for us.
Hello. There are two kinds of camps, two kinds of people. Team gummy, team chocolate.
Yes.
Think about which one you are. I know. My choice. But what if you can't decide? We have something for all of you. Both teams. Next Sunday, there's a bake sale. It's our fourth and final fundraising event, although not the final chance for you to support our Amos trip and going to Nicaragua with the team this summer. What's happening next Sunday? It's Mother's Day, and it's a bake sale. Perfect opportunity to buy your loved one a treat without making it.
Yes.
And to stock lunches for the week. There are win-wins all over the place. So you're saying, how can I participate? What can I get? What can I do for this? You can sign up to bring a treat. You can either do that online, or you can find me in the hallway after the service and sign up to bring your favorite thing. It can be store-bought. There might be a little repackaging involved, and no one will know. There'll be a pretty ribbon on it. It's going to be great. So you can sign up to bring something. And you can come next Sunday after the service to the fellowship hall. You can buy treats. You can play games, win prizes, stuff a bag of your favorite gummy or chocolate candy for $1. Let's see. You can sample some of the goodies. This is the lowest lift. I mean, I'm asking you to buy candy and bring treats. You can do it. You can do it. So that's next week. If you can bring a baked good, please bring it before the service to the kitchen. But if you're not planning to be here next Sunday and still want to participate, come find me in the hallway to find alternate arrangements for drop-off. So.
Children of God, welcome. Welcome to this place of love and grace. Welcome to this place of hope and perseverance. God invites all of us to be part of the beloved community. God invites all of us to share in the good news. We are welcome. Just as we are loved. Just as we are. In gratitude for all of this, let us worship God together now.
Thank you.
If you are able, will you please stand for the invocation? Let us pray together. Holy and eternal God, at this solemn moment, in this hallowed sanctuary, we turn to you from the darkness and despair which prevails around us, that we may be fortified by your love and grace. As we bow in worship, open our hearts to trust your leading, calm our doubts, unite our spirits, and guide us in your paths of service and obedience. May the spoken and the written word compellingly point us to Jesus, the living word, your Son and our Savior. It is in his name that we pray. Amen. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp and the sound of melody.
Let us see in all the land, the world and all the people. Let the rivers clap their hands, and the hills ring out their joy.
For the Lord cometh to rule the earth. God will rule the world with justice, and the people with equity.
Amen.
The epistle reading this morning is from John 1, chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? The Word of God.
Sang a song about all those names of Jesus. Remember, we also got to learn the names of the students, the college students, when they came. We've been talking a lot about names. Today, Pastor Paul is going to share a reading that talks about a name that Jesus has for you. When you put on a name tag, what do you usually put right on that line?
Name.
Your actual name. What would you put there?
My name.
Yeah, you would put Amelia there. Yeah, what would you put there? What's your name?
Allie.
You would put Allie. We say, hello, my name is, and then we write our name. Well, I have a different name tag for you today. Because Jesus gives you a name in this story. What does that say? Hello, my name is? Friend of Jesus. That's the name that Jesus gives you today. Jesus says, you are my friend. So, got some name tags for you to put on with that name. Allie is now going to become a friend of Jesus. And Amelia is going to become friend of Jesus. Jacob, we've got one here for you. And while we're getting our name tags, let's talk about what are friends like. Can you use some words to describe a friend? Emma, would you come get yours? And Calvin, would you come get yours? Calvin. Will you bring it to him? Good idea. I just tore that one. What is a friend like? Here he comes. What does a friend sound like or look like? Henry, what are you thinking about? A friend is someone you play with. Yeah. A friend is someone you play with. What is another way to describe a friend? Emma. You play with him a lot. You spend a lot of time with him. Emery, here's yours.
You like them.
Ah, you like them. A friend is somebody you like. A friend is somebody you spend a lot of time with. A friend is somebody you play with. Is a friend somebody you listen to?
Yeah.
And who listens to you? James, here's yours. Would you come scoot closer here? Yeah. Do we sometimes make mistakes as friends? And then what do we do? What do friends do when we've made a mistake?
They laugh about it.
Sometimes we laugh. But what would be a better choice? Maybe to apologize. Henry, here's for you. So sometimes we make a mistake, And our friends have to tell us that we've made a mistake, and then we apologize and we try to do better. Okay, so a friend is somebody we like. A friend is somebody we spend a lot of time with. A friend is somebody we play with. A friend is somebody we listen to and who listens to us. A friend is somebody who forgives us and we forgive them. So think about all those things when we think about Jesus calling us his friend. That's such an intimate name, such a close relationship, a friendship. Could we hold hands to think about friends? Could we hold hands if we do like a circle like this? Can you figure out how to hold a hand next to you if that's okay with you? If you don't want to, you don't have to. Finnegan, would you be up for holding Eleanor's hand? Okay, perfect. Would you rather not? Okay, come here then. We're going to do the loop here. Okay, let's do our prayer. Will you repeat after me? Emma, would you like to get in on this circle? Would you come join us over here if you'd like to hold a friend? Calvin's hand does not want to do that right now. That's okay. Put your hand in here with us. Okay, great. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We're grateful that Jesus is our friend, that's a name Jesus uses for us, that we are his friend. Help us spend time with Jesus. Help us listen. We're grateful that we also are listened to. And may it be fun. May it feel like play. We pray all these things in our friend's name, Jesus. Can we all say together, amen? Amen. Amen. All right, let's head to church school together.
Let's pray together. Holy God, we are thankful. We are also forgetful. We forget that we were created by love, that we are upheld and surrounded by love and liberated by love, we forget to be astonished by it. Awaken us so that we would live by nothing but love. We offer our prayers today for those who have just graduated from college. Grant them worthy dreams. And grant them the wisdom to keep pursuing them against the grain of cultural idolatries and illusions. May they find their way into generous living with integrity and devotion to what is right. And may they never stop growing into their truest selves. We pray once more for the people of Gaza and for the end of the abominations of that war. We pray also for Jewish people everywhere who suffer the growth of antisemitism. And we pray for the people of Ukraine in their grief and their struggle to be free. We pray now for these in our church circle, our closer circle of care. For Mervyn Newcarts, Joyce Robbins, David Craig, Esther Floyd, Marlene Francis, Eva Kelly, Betty Gersler, Marilyn Marsh, Catherine Cartee, Keith Maurer, the McLeod family, Mike Kelly, Beth Granberry, Grange Burnside, the Sanford family, Simona Butler, John Rowe, and Faye Key. And now in silence, we open our hearts before you. Loving God, let it matter that we have come here today and that truth and love have met us here. Let it make a difference that we have sought to listen and to answer your love with our own. In the name of Jesus, amen. And if you're able, will you stand now for the reading of the gospel? From the 15th chapter of John, Jesus is speaking to his disciples on the night before his death. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep the commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in God's love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friend. If you do what I command you, I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant doesn't know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I've made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. The word of the Lord. My earliest memory of the word friend comes from little kids' Sunday school. They knew that little children could really identify with the word friend, and so they told us Bible stories about people who were great friends, and they taught us Bible verses on the theme, like, "A friend loveth at all times." And they taught us songs about Jesus being our friend. We sang, "My best friend is Jesus." And then in big church, we got to go up and sing with the grown-ups, "What a friend we have in Jesus." And I remember another. I never hear it anymore. It ended, "When I'm sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend." The disciples of Jesus would have been horrified. How dare we, would they think, how dare we call the Lord, the Messiah, our good friend? Who do we think we are? So they had to be shocked when he himself said it. They were at a table with him in the night, a sense of dread in the room. They didn't know that he'd be killed in the morning, but they knew he was under a terrible threat. He had just broken bread and said, "This is my body." Just poured out wine and said something about blood being poured out. Now he's done the strangest thing of going around their circle on his knees, washing their feet, and he says, "You must care for each other the way I care for you." And now his conversation continues. He says, "I'm done with calling you servants. You're not my servants. You're my friends. I have shared everything with you of what God has said to me, and I wouldn't do it if I thought of you as servants. I share it because you are my friends. You are my friend." I see them blinking their eyes and looking at each other. They are thinking, we are not on that level at all. He is nothing like us. His mind is light years ahead of us. His power is unthinkable. His speech is with uncanny authority. We are in awe of him. Sometimes we're scared of him, and he calls us his friends, confidant, kindred spirit companion. But he did say that. "You are my friend." I think there are very few words in our language more beautiful than the word friend. To be in the company of a real friend, or several of them, is pure nourishment, strength, the solid ground of being understood. Got a call this week from a dearest, dearest friend. He's hundreds of miles away, and it's been too long since we talked. We didn't talk about the past. We talked about recent times of his and of mine. We talked about sorrows and losses. We spoke of new discoveries and happy experiences. We spoke of mutual friends, and we spoke of the future. All of it flowed so easily and so deeply. It was holy. The same can be said of friendships made more recently. Life-giving connections. Joyous mutual affection. Empathetic listening. Understanding, supporting. They get it. And they sense that you get them. I cannot imagine what I would be now if it weren't for such friendships. I think I might be lost. And this is the word of Jesus for his people. He with us, we with him, as friends. We may think of him rightly as sovereign, as our leader and our Lord. And all the while, he is lifting us up to the high honor of his friendship. Mutual trust, shared understanding, eye to eye, something intimate. There is, however, one thing in the way he says this that might give us pause. In one of his statements about our being his friend, he adds the word if. Is that how friendship works? You are my friends if you keep my commandments. You are my friends if you live up to my expectation. Is that a thing? Conditional friendship? The truth is that Jesus did offer unconditional friendship. Let me remind you that in the Gospels, there's only one other occasion where anyone refers to Jesus as friend and is done by his enemies who are ticked off that he's friends with people on whom no conditions have been laid. They say, the upright people say, he's a friend of sinners. They say it as a slur, he wears it like a crown. These are his people. He gets them. And perhaps they are beginning to get him. So yes, unconditional friendship he brings. And yet, on this night before he gives himself for all of them, he says to his disciples and also to us, you're my friends if you keep my commandments. And of course, there is a kind of conditionality about friendship, isn't there? If you act as a great friend to me, generous, thoughtful, empathetic, understanding, asking the right questions, following up, all of that and more. And I give nothing of it back, not ever. Can we call that a friendship? No need to hear in Jesus' words about our being his friends if. No need to hear in that a demanding tone. When what he's saying, when he says if, is simply, this is how friendship works. But he does make it very specific. You are my friends if you keep my commandments. But what he has just finished saying, two sentences before, my commandment is that you love each other. As I have loved you, so you love each other. Friends, that's my command. If you keep that command, our friendship remains. Frederick Buechner could not have put it more simply. To be his friends, we have to be each other's friends. What does it mean? It means we are for each other. Accepting each other as we are, encouraging, strengthening, calling BS when we see it, being there for each other, bringing out the best in each other. And if, as he said, we are really to love as he loved, then we won't confine our offering of friendship inside this circle. We will extend it beyond our circle to people who suffer a most unfriendly world and a most unfriendly church. People who suffer the world's hostility and indifference. These are people Jesus calls his friend. And we are under his command to be for them as he is for them. When he said, if, I think he meant it. And we would do well to realize how poor has been our obedience to the divine command, just to love. As someone has said, we may happily sing what a friend we have in Jesus, but who among us would say what a friend Jesus has in me? Yet still, he says it. He's still saying it. What he said at that table on the night before he died. He said it to disciples right on the verge of deserting him, and he knew they would. And he said, you're my friends. And when they had left him friendless, knowing himself still to be their friend, he laid down his life and risen from the dead. He still says it to them, and says it to us. You are not my servant. You are my friend. It staggers the mind, and it stirs us to want nothing less but to live our fortunate, befriended lives by the command of love. For love's sake, then, we make our offerings. Dear friends, Christ invites all to this table. Let us therefore confess our sins before God and before each other. Let us pray. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your way to the glory of God. Amen. Hear the good news. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This proves God's love for us and for all. Hear the good news. We are forgiven. We are made free. Thanks be to God. Will you stand? As forgiven and reconciled sinners, let us offer to one another signs of peace and reconciliation. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pray together now the prayer that Jesus gave his friends to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God brought all things into being and called them good. God created humankind out of the dust of the earth and breathed into us the breath of life. When our love failed and we left walking away from each other and from such love, God's love for us all remained. Through time, God sent servants of the Word to show us the way. And when our love continued to fail, in the fullness of time, God sent the Beloved. Jesus, whose words, whose deeds, whose dying, whose rising, bring redemption to the world and to us and create a community of new life and love. So on the night before he gave himself to us, he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." the body of Christ, the bread of life.
In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup, he blessed it, gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Blood of Christ, the cup of love. Pray with me. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
At the door will be offering plates, as is always true after we've celebrated communion. This month's offering, as is usually the case, is for our church fellowship fund. Those are funds we use as we are able to assist people who need very particular help in time of financial crisis. Now would you stand, please, for our hymn of fellowship.
Thank you.
Now, dear friends, Christ is risen and everything is changed. Leave this hour as new creations, for in Christ so you are. Live here more alive than you have been. Be afraid of nothing. In every opportunity for love, be extravagant. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Alleluia. Amen.